Welcome to the Flash Business Edition. Today, we're diving into some pivotal developments affecting the financial sector. From Morgan Stanley's analysis on bond yields affecting the stock market, to the unraveling saga of Blackstone's Bright Fund, and a look into the shifting landscape of Wall Street bonuses in 2023. Let's uncover the intricacies of these financial phenomena and their broader implications on the market. Stay tuned. Kicking things off, Eugene has been investigating Morgan Stanley's recent insights on a topic critical to investors, bond yields. Eugene, can you break down what's happening?
Certainly, Wendy. In a nutshell, Morgan Stanley's analysts have pinpointed the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield approaching the 4.35% mark as a significant indicator of upcoming volatility in the stock market. This observation is grounded in detailed analyses and historical data, suggesting that as bond yields hover around or exceed this level, the sensitivity of stock prices to interest rate hikes increases. This sensitivity can lead to more pronounced fluctuations in the stock market.
That sounds concerning. How exactly do these yield levels relate to broader economic indicators or stock market performance?
It's a multifaceted relationship, Wendy. Rising bond yields often reflect anticipations of economic shifts or monetary policy adjustments. For instance, if yields escalate due to a thriving economy, bolstered by firm data and robust labor markets, the impact on stocks might be somewhat cushioned. However, the concern arises when yields spike too rapidly, as it puts a strain on equity valuations, essentially making it more expensive for companies to borrow and operate. Morgan Stanley's analysis illuminates this nuanced interplay between bond yields and stock market dynamics, reminding investors to remain vigilant.
Indeed, a reminder of the intricate balance within financial markets. Let's pivot to our next segment. What's stirring at Blackstone that's caught the financial world's attention? Rachel has uncovered something particularly intriguing about Blackstone and its real estate investment trust, Bright. Rachel, what's the story?
Wendy, Bright, Blackstone's prized real estate income fund, is in turbulent waters. Despite presenting itself as an innovative opportunity for ordinary investors with promises of a 4% annual dividend, the fund has faced mounting scrutiny and skepticism. Over the last couple of years, as the commercial real estate sector felt the pandemic's brunt and the Fed increased interest rates, Bright's proclaimed returns and asset valuations have drawn criticism.
Criticism, what's causing the major concern here?
Well, it boils down to how Bright calculates its net asset value, or NAV. Critics argue that Blackstone's internal assessments may significantly inflate Bright's valuation, an issue that's been magnified by redemption requests that exceeded $15 billion, leading to a 20% plunge in Blackstone's shares. This situation, likened by some to a house of cards, raises questions about transparency and the sustainability of such financial structures.
A stark reminder of the complexities within private equity. Finally, Eugene reports a notable trend on Wall Street regarding bonuses. Eugene? It seems there's a changing tide in how bonuses are being allocated across Wall Street. Eugene, can you give us more details?
Absolutely, Wendy. The latest from Johnson Associates, Inc. reveals that while some bankers, particularly debt underwriters, are expected to see their bonuses surge by up to 25%, others in sectors like commercial and retail banking might not be as fortunate. This disparity highlights not only the variable market dynamics, but also the intricate bonus determination process in the hyper-competitive world of finance.
Interesting. It sounds like the landscape is evolving with the market's ebbs and flows. As we conclude this episode of the Flash Business Edition, the interplay between bond yields and stock performance, the challenges facing Blackstone's Bright, and the shifting bonus landscape on Wall Street remind us of the finance sector's complexity. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand. Until next time.